I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Last Friday night's storm in West Virginia caused widespread damage statewide, and while the impact on people has been the first priority, the impact on wildlife may be large as well. We'll talk more about that in a moment. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Winds up to 90 miles an hour blew through West Virginia with that storm that arrived out of the Midwest, and the damage was immense, toppling trees into power lines and even taking down transmission cables around the state. The first priority, of course, is to get people's power restored. But down the road, the impact on wildlife will be measured. The damage to our state's wildlife management areas is still not known.
It's scattered. It doesn't seem to, like, for example, Stonewall Jackson is out of power, and I don't know if they have it back yet. There's trees here and there. There's access roads that are, you know, temporarily blocked.
That's DNR Forester Terry Jones, who says they're currently trying to assess the impact on the state lands and, depending on the outcome, may try to sell the downed timber.
And we've done a number of salvage sales in the past. I've been here since 2005, primarily aimed at gas line damage, gas well, that kind of thing. We've done salvage sales. But we may have the opportunities to do that on what we have right now from this storm, but we haven't assessed everything yet.
That tornado that ripped through Wayne, Lincoln, and Mingo County back in the spring has been assessed, and 3,200 acres on East Lynn Wildlife Management Area was flattened by that storm. Jones says they are in the process of trying to get crews in there to at least reap some revenue from those downed logs.
We've had two timber sales on those salvage areas down at East Lynn, which is 3,200 acres total. We're working on a third one. A lot of access issues. A lot of this depends on what access you have before the storm.
Another problem is the storm leaves the trees a twisted, tangled mess and makes logging difficult.
It depends a lot on what we can do with it, whether the trees went down in one direction, like wind blowing, or versus a straw effect like a tornado.
And it's dangerous work when it's the straw effect, often requiring unconventional logging, much like you see on the popular series Axemen on TV with a yarder. But that's mostly done out west. Few of those operate in West Virginia.
And I've been beating the doors down, and there's a few in the state, but they're not close to that area, and the ones that were close to the area have kind of gotten away from that. You have to have trained people, which most of, I think the last guy I talked to, most of those people came from Alaska he was using. So, you know, it's difficult to get that operation started.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.